Good morning, friends. It's wonderful to see all of you here today at Asbury United Methodist Church. My name is Dee Dee Roberts. I'm one of the pastors here on staff. My colleague is Reverend Nick Shimmer, and he's leading worship beginning right now in our Wilson Activity Center in our launch service. So if you're a guest with us, you do have two opportunities to worship at 10:45. And if this is your first Sunday here, you're in the traditional, what we call the traditional service. And if you return, you can always try out that contemporary service. But this morning, we have a special worship service in that this is our Sounds of the Season. Our choir and musicians will be leading us in worship today and bringing us a real blessing. As we begin to be prepared for worship, I'd invite you to take the pads that are located on the inside aisle of the pew and sign in. Let us know who you are and where you're from. It is just such a blessing to us to be able to tell you more about the opportunities here at Asbury to help you grow in your faith and in your walk with Jesus Christ. A couple of announcements are, this coming Wednesday evening, we will be celebrating what is known as a Blue Christmas service, or another name for it is the Longest Night service. We're well aware that during the holidays, it's not all holly and jolly for many of us. Many of us have experienced loss, disappointment, even depression or other anxiety that make this time of year difficult in addition to being wonderful. And so we'd like to invite you to this service of a quiet, contemplative opportunity to acknowledge those feelings, to pray through those with a loving group of people, and to share in some fellowship that we hope will be healing and encouraging to you. That's at 7 p.m. in our chapel this Wednesday evening. And then a new opportunity for Christmas Eve. We realize that people come and go quickly during Christmas Eve. We do have three services planned at 4, at 6, and then at 11. Following the 6 o'clock service, which will be in our Wilson Activity Center, we'll be showing a movie and having a hot chocolate bar. So for those of you who may be in between things or not quite ready to go home yet, there's the opportunity to watch Charlie Brown's Christmas and share in a cup of hot chocolate and cheer with the church family. So just be aware that that's an opportunity. That will begin about 7 o'clock Christmas Eve, immediately following that worship service. I think those are the only announcements that I have, so I'd invite you to stand now and let us pass the peace of Christ to one another in preparation for worship.
Thank you. With all my heart, I glorify the Lord. In the depths of who I rejoice in God my Savior. He has looked with favor on the low status of his servant. Look, from now on, everyone will consider me highly favored because the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. Luke 1, verses 43-49.
We light this candle as a reminder of the power of love, which comes to us just as we are and fills every corner of our hearts, bringing light to wherever there is darkness.
Eternal God, we stand in awe of your overwhelming love. It is frightening to welcome it, to allow ourselves to be fully loved just as we are, to say yes to your love and drive out all the darkness in our hearts. That we might say yes to you and bring love to others. Amen.
Amen. Please stand and join us in the hymn of praise, People Look East, number 202, as we join together. It's now a wonderful time for our children to come forward for the children's message. Please join in Away in the Manger.
Y'all look so pretty and ready for Christmas this morning. So, we've got a huge group this morning. Thank y'all for being here. Oh, good. Come on, honey. We've got plenty of room. Okay. So, I want to ask you something. The Advent candle that was just lit, do you remember what it was about? Do you remember which candle it was? Very good. It was love. Are there people in your life that you love? Who do you love? Good. Your family. Who else? Who else do you love?
My friends.
Very good. We love our friends. You know who else do we love?
My dogs.
Okay. I'm with you. I love mine too. So we like cats. Yes, we love our pets, don't we? Who else?
Jesus and God.
Yes, we love Jesus and God. But you know what? You know who loves us? Who loves us? Does God love us? You know, are there special things that you do for the people that you love and for the pets that you love? Do you do special things for them? Do you do what your parents ask you to do because you love them?
Very good. Yes, we do. And do you do nice things for your friends? Sometimes if they need a helping hand, do you help them? Yeah. Okay. So let me ask you something. God loved us, still loves us so much. What was probably one of the biggest ways that he showed us how much he loved us?
What? By sending us Jesus.
Yes, by sending us Jesus. And then when Jesus was born, which is what we celebrate at Christmas, he loved all of us, doesn't he? And you know what the best part of that is, besides the fact that because of Jesus, we all can have eternal life? Jesus showed us how to love each other. So it's this huge, huge continuing love. God loves us. He sent us Jesus. Jesus loves us, and he shows us how to love each other. So as busy as we all get, and I know everybody has been busy, school's busy, activities are busy, think about Christmas is about love. God's love for us, Jesus' love for us, and our love for each other. Okay? Can you pray with me? Dear Jesus, we thank you today for the love that you have. Dear God, we thank you for the love that you have for us in sending us the best gift of all, and that is your Son, Jesus, to live among us, to show us how to love each other. Please help us to remember that Christmas is about your love. In your holy name we pray, and we thank you for that love. Amen.
Thank you.
Sing it of one who prophets told in the dark days of old, God would send his precious son. Watch and wait. He will come. Sing of the one the angel tells where the maiden's body dwells. Lo, the day is drawing near when our salvation will appear. Turn to number 229 in the hymnal and join us as we all sing of the one, infant holy and infant lowly.
Thank you.
Sing now of the humble birth of the Lord of heaven and earth. For within the stable drear came the blessed child so dear.
Let us pray together. Loving God, we give you thanks for moments of stillness, for times when we are assured of your deep and abiding love for us, and those moments when we experience your deep peace, which indeed passes all understanding. During the rush and hustle and bustle of the holiday season that seems like a non-stop marathon from November until January, we need to remember to breathe. For breath is a sign of your presence with us. And the deeper we breathe, the more we experience the power of your Spirit at work within us. So help us to breathe. And as we breathe, to live fully into your loving power and your grace that is at work within us, transforming us, gifting us, and sending us out into a world so desperately in need of your redeeming love. We pray today for our world, for those places that are without peace. We pray for our country in the midst of such dividing politics. We pray for our families, many struggling with deep divisions, addiction, grief, anger. And we pray for one another, that we might be for each other a fellowship that is supportive and encouraging, a safe place, not only to heal, but also to grow and to take risk and to experiment with all that you call us to do and to be in the world. Teach us, O God, how to pray. The kind of prayer that lets you loose in our lives and in the lives of the world. And above all else, teach us to pray and to notice those who have no one else to pray for them. For thus it was that our Savior came, nameless, helpless, born in the least circumstances, a refugee, and finally the Prince of Peace. Lord, may that narrative, that story, come alive in our lives in every way so that pride is removed, anger forgiven, new life laid open, and hope sustains us. For we pray it all in the name of Jesus, who taught us to say when we pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. My friends, we have the great opportunity each and every Sunday to give of our tithes and offerings for the work of God in our community and through our church. So let us give with gratitude and generosity towards the one who has given us everything, even our lives. Let us pray. Oh God, receive these gifts of our tithes and offerings. May they be for you a symbol of our love for you, our trust in your providential care, and our hope for your kingdom to come. For all of this, we pray in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you.
shepherds, sing your joy, praising now the Holy One, echoing the angel's words, tell all you have seen and heard. Sing of those who from the east came to find the Prince of Peace. Like them, may we also bring our gifts of love to Christ, our King. Please stand and join in Good Christian Friends Rejoice, number 224, as we lift our voice.
Jesus Christ is born today. Hearts and hearts before him, love and peace is in.
Sing we now our songs of praise to the one who crowns our days, who brings the light to all the earth. Come and worship at his birth.
Bring us the light of Christ this morning. Let's thank you. That is to give them praise and glory, but especially our God who gifted them with such marvelous gifts, and we are grateful. Well, friends, this is the time when I might say to you, invite you to become part of this community of faith. If you have not been part of Asbury before and you would like to be part of this family, we would welcome you now. But even more importantly, if you've been moved by this powerful time of worship and you felt that stirring of the Holy Spirit in your life, you wish to make a commitment to Christ, perhaps for the first time, perhaps for the 100th time, you'd be welcome here at the chancel rail. I'd love to pray with you or make your seat a place of prayer. But let me know that has happened so that I might be in prayer with and for you as you move forward in your Christian walk. So with that invitation, let us stand and sing together our closing hymn, Love Came Down at Christmas. As we leave this place of worship today, may the peace of Christ go with you. May the love of God fill your hearts with joy. And may the power of the Holy Spirit give you hope for this world and even for the next. Go in peace.